Ladies and gentlemen, hello. This is my first ever warning at the start of a podcast. This is an explicit podcast about sex. It's not all that explicit, but, you know, there's a few swear words, there's some sexual themes, all of that sort of carry on. But really, this podcast is about communication inside relationships that leads to better sex and better mental fitness. So if that's something that you want to listen to, well, you don't have to do anything. Just keep listening.
You're now listening to the Inside Out Podcast with Jimmy Hunt. Get it.
Welcome to Inside Out with Jimmy Hunt. My job is simple. It's to improve my mental fitness through any means possible and deconstruct what works, what doesn't, and what I think may be able to help you become mentally fitter. And quite often it leads me to some pretty interesting people, places, and stories. And today, we have a relationship episode. As you may have picked up through all of the episodes that we have done, every third episode is an episode about relationships because they play such a massive, significant role in our mental fitness. If we have bad mental fitness, that usually fucks up our relationships. And if we have bad relationships, that can fuck up our mental fitness. And so that's why we're here with the one, the only, the beautiful, the lovely Libby Grace. Hi, Libby.
Hi, Jimmy Hunt. You're making me blush.
Yes. That's probably just your hair. Makes it already look like you're blushing just out of the top of your head.
That's going to sound so random to people that don't know that I have peach color hair.
Exactly. Today, we're going to talk about sexual intercourse.
Oh my God, I absolutely hate when you call it that. It's such a visceral reaction.
We're going to talk about sex because sex is a big part of relationships, intimate relationships.
And some casual relationships.
Some casual ones. But in particular, we're going to talk about upgrading your mojo.
Sounds good.
Mojo, a term that really just brings Austin Powers to light, doesn't it?
It really does.
Right, no one really says that except for him. And the reason I'm talking about upgrading your mojo is because of a website that is literally called mojoupgrade.com. And it is a website that I found, let's say 3 or 4 years ago maybe. And I think over the last 3 or 4 years, you and I have probably done it, I think, 3 times.
What, sex or
yes.
Mojo upgrade?
I look forward to my yearly sexual intercourse.
I think it might be longer ago because there's a file on my computer and there's a draft in my emails that sits there and it's from 2018.
Okay, so 5 years ago.
Yeah, so
right,
a little bit longer.
So 5 years ago. We've done it 3 times over 5 years.
Uh-huh, I think so.
And this website is literally just made by a couple. One dude develops it. And so it's not some corporate entity. They're not trying to sell you anything. He just had an idea and he coded it up one day. And it's pretty rudimentary and clunky. And
it does the job.
But it does the job. What is mojoupgrade.com? It's a set of questions. And basically you go on and you answer the questions. After filling in your details, your name, your age bracket, and your sex, and you fill in and you answer. I mean, I think it's like something like 150 questions. I didn't count them, but
is it that many?
Yeah, I remember seeing that. It's like 150.
Okay.
There's 6 pages of them, maybe even 30 questions per page. That's 180 questions.
It's in depth.
Yeah. You answer all the questions and you answer them pretty simply as in you have to – it's multi-choice and your response is always no or we already do that or if my partner is interested or yes, which has 2 exclamation marks, which design-wise really quite grates me.
What,
1 or 3. Right. Those are your choices. Okay. And exclamation marks, people.
Yeah.
For example, It starts with the basics.
But wait, before this, when you put in your details, it also asked you to put in your partner's name.
Yes. So, yeah. So first of all, you put in your details, you answer all of the questions, you put in your partner's name and email, and they get sent the same quiz.
Mm-hmm. And it's to compare, essentially it's to compare your answers.
Yes. I was getting to that.
Okay.
But yeah, the idea is that you both answer them, and then the ones you get a report back at the end for both of you. And the ones that you both answered yes on, boom, top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that you said yes and if my partner is interested, yep, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know does what it does with – I think it's the same as if you put yes and we already do that. It puts them in there as well because –
It knows you.
It's like, yeah, well, I want more of that.
Yeah, right.
Right? And then if either of you says no to it, it does not turn up on the report.
And if you both say, if my partner's into it, then
that both turns
it comes
up
as well.
Yeah. And so the reality of this whole quiz boils down to one word, and that is communication.
Yeah.
And that's what... Like, we harp on about this so many times in so many different ways for so many different aspects of our relationship podcast. This is just communication.
Everything boils back down to communication.
It's just being able to confidently say, hey, in our sex life, this is something that I would be interested in doing.
Yeah.
And what this does is it also takes away the embarrassment of having to ask it and the person to just say flatly no.
Yeah, I mean, that's what appealed to me originally when you suggested it as something that we could do. It was, I can do it in my own time. I could answer the questions honestly without feeling judged or without having any kind of input from your facial expression or anything that might skew me towards a certain answer or answering a certain way. And then the really nice thing about it is knowing that if I write no to something, you just don't see the result.
Exactly.
And you don't even potentially, because if there's 150 questions, you might actually forget that that question was even
asked.
So there's no awkward conversation unless you're like, you're answering yes to something that you really want to try I answer no. And then you're like, oh, that damn, that didn't want to show up on the list.
Yeah, and that's fine. It just means like, you know, a hard no is a hard no, whether you get it in questionnaire form or you ask it to their face.
But it does take that pressure off and it does take that awkward conversation away if you're not ready or if you're not at that stage in your relationship where you can just say, hey, would you like to try this with me?
Yeah.
Like it's a really nice way of doing it. It's really gentle.
Yeah. So like, might even be like about 180 questions, about 30 per page in the sixth there. And it runs all the way from the very start. Like I said yes to give Libby a sensual massage.
Nah,
right?
Yeah.
And I don't remember if she said she wanted it or not, but like that's a pretty simple one. Like,
yeah.
If she says yes to that, then it's like, oh, great. Libby wants a sensual massage. I will give her one.
Yeah.
Easy done. And then right down the other end, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
It covers all of the kinks that I didn't know existed.
Yeah. And so I said yes to Libby, please shit on me.
I didn't get that question.
And you put no. And then now it's not happening. And I was real sad it wasn't on this. I didn't actually put yes to that.
I don't think that question is.
It's literally there, baby.
Is it?
Yes, it is absolutely there.
Does it say it exactly like that?
It says brown shower.
Okay, right, okay. Oh, then yeah.
I was just looking at the ones at the end before.
Pretty confident I said no to that.
Yeah, exactly. So you won't let me shit on you. But it means that I don't have to literally come and go, hey, baby, I would really like it if I could just pull my pants down occasionally and just dump one on your chest.
Not that you can't ask me that. That's fine if you want to do that.
But I might feel embarrassed about that.
True.
And I might feel rejected if you say no to my face.
Absolutely. And this is the beauty of the quiz is that there is absolutely no fear of being rejected or being, you know, shamed for your kinks.
Yeah.
And so there's some stuff in there that is
confronting. Yeah. So we'll go through some of the questions, right? So the first page is called the basics and then some.
Okay.
So it's things like sensual massage. And so usually a lot of the questions are follow-up questions as in I want to give Libby a sensual massage. And then the next question is, I want to have Libby give me a sensual massage.
Yeah, right.
And so quite often there's a lot of the sort of activities that you actually want to give, but you don't want to receive.
Yeah.
And so even communicating that is nice.
It's really good because you might assume, well, if he wants to do it for me, then he wants to have it in return. But that's a massive assumption to make about someone.
Absolutely. So, you know, like really simple, like this is just a Reddit fact for you, right? So the other day on Reddit, I saw a thing that was something about, hey, males, what's the one advice you can give to other males? Or hey, whoever, what's the advice you could give to males to have them be better at sex?
Mm-hmm.
With Reddit, obviously, the ones that get upvoted the most are the most popular. And the number one top tip for all men to be better at sex is to double the length of foreplay.
Right.
And then double it again.
Right.
Right? And so literally the very first question of Mojo Upgrade is have longer teasing and foreplay sessions with Libby.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, as a guy, you might go, we already do that.
Yeah. They're really long. It's 45 whole seconds.
Yeah. Or you might, like, as a guy, you might go, oh, if my partner is interested.
Yeah.
Right?
Because, look, there's different types of sex. And even in relationship, there's times where you want a long foreplay teasing session. And there's times where you just want to get down to business.
Yeah. But then if you say yes, 2 exclamation marks, fuckers, then it's going to come up on my thing, at the report at the end. Yeah, Libby would definitely like to have longer teasing and foreplay sessions, and you said you would if she was interested.
Yeah.
And so there you go. Between us, we now have an understanding.
And that just highlighted to me the times where if I said yes to something and you said no, this is the only issue I find with the program, is if you say no and I say yes, it doesn't come up. So you've forgotten about it completely, that it was even in the list potentially, because it's not something you're interested in, something I'm interested in. So those are the ones that I would want to be able to say, oh, they said no to the one I really wanted.
Yeah. So there might be like a technical aspect that's a bit tough in there, but I think from a straight up humanitarian aspect, if you were like, no, fuck off, I don't want my wife to have longer teasing and foreplay sessions,
then you're like, conversations to be had.
Yeah, you're like, come on.
Yeah.
Which is very different to go like, no, I don't want you to shit on my chest.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
And so, like, I think, like, imagine if I just said no to that and you remembered saying yes to that, then I think that's definitely a conversation that's a lot easier to have.
Mm.
You go, hey, why would you not want me to have longer foreplay sessions if that's what I need to get in the mood?
Yeah.
Like, that's a more comfortable.
Yeah.
Whereas if I come to you and go, hey, come on, why won't you let me shit on your chest?
Yeah. Or in the converse side to that, and it's really important, I think, that we talk about it a bit, is that if I said to you, oh my God, I can't believe you would want me to do that. That's gross. Like kink shaming is like another thing that you've obviously got to be really, these are your partner and yourself, you're putting down, you're saying your answer to some questions that are kind of like, I'm looked at some of them, I was like, I would never. Wow. Okay, people do that. And I'm not like a massive prude, but I was just like, straight no, that's not for me.
Yeah.
But it might be something that your partner's super into and has never expressed it to you, but you definitely have to be super careful to respect that that's, you know.
Yeah, but you still just say no because it's about you.
Of course.
And so.
But you never then go and say to them, that's horrible and stupid and gross. Why would you say
that? No, but they wouldn't know
that,
so you wouldn't even have the conversation.
That's a good point.
But it's like, if you do have a kink like that, you really have to be quite open about, hey, this is something, this is why, this is how, all of these things. Because I don't think there's much worse than having unmet desires in a relationship that you flatly can't talk about.
Yeah.
Right? Because then you're going to be unfulfilled and you're going to go try fulfill those somewhere else. Then you're going to break the trust. Then you're going to break the relationship.
The only caveat to that is that I would say is coming from my background of, we've talked about this when we had the podcast with the sexologist. It was quite some time ago now.
Yeah.
About people who come from sexual abuse backgrounds and having this confusion around where their desires come from. Because sometimes, I mean, sex is such a tricky subject for a lot of people. It's really rooted in, you know, events that have happened in your past a lot of the time, and especially for trauma victims. It can become really skewed in your brain about what turns you on. So those are times where it can be an uncomfortable conversation for somebody who has a desire or a kink or whatever, but they're a little bit embarrassed about where it's come from in them. So yeah. I know we've had that discussion before with me. It's like, I'm, you know, there's stuff that I think about or I've had sort of present of mind, and you're like, what are you thinking about? And I'm like, oh, you don't want to know. Like, actually, I don't want to have that uncomfortable conversation. So there is a little bit more to it, but at least it opens it up to having a conversation with somebody that you love and trust. And if you and I are doing this type of spreadsheet, this type of this quiz,
questionnaire,
if we're doing that, we're obviously in a relationship where we are open with our emotions, we're open with our communication, and we are open to supporting each other through tough conversations. So just a little bit of if you're going to do this with your partner, be open and be a safe space for them to actually be honest.
Yeah. So the first page is the basics and then some. Like I said, it runs everything from massages to foreplay, taking pictures of each other, giving lap dances. Don't smirk at me.
I just hear the song in my head.
My friend Mark Boyce and I, one of our...
Sorry, the segue from lap dances to my friend Mark Boyce.
My friend Mark Boyce and I used to give each other lap dances all the time. My friend Mark Boyce and I, we'd always have all these questions that we'd ask people when we're out at bars and stuff and just random stuff. And one of them was like, if you had to earn, if you were at a strip club, had to earn $1,000 or something horrible was going to happen. So there's a high motivation.
Yeah.
What song are you using to dance to as your stripper song?
Yeah.
And so I have a stripper song.
It's fantastic. I have it on a number of playlists, and it's basically the rule is that if the song comes on, he has to at least start the dance. Like, he doesn't have to go all the way. If we're in public, for example, then I don't expect him to go the whole way.
I do a little bit of a start of a dance.
But he does do a little, yeah. It's
a little shimmy.
It's the rule.
The Jimmy shimmy. Yeah, and so, you know, film yourself having sex, use mirrors. Yeah, one of the questions in the first page is, be shaven by Libby. and I was just like, no.
But we do that because I just maintain your...
Yeah, like, you might shave my back or shave my head or shave...
The context
you are
is slightly
not shaving my penis.
Wait.
That's what it means.
I know, but your penis?
Yeah.
Why is it hairy?
It grows up the shaft.
All right, we're going into dangerous
territory.
You don't
know that. Hair grows up men's shafts, baby. Doesn't grow off the end or anything.
I just can't. We might have to call it a day.
Welcome to Male Anatomy. We grow hair on our penis shaft as well.
Okay, enough. Enough.
Watch porn together. Be more vocal. Call Libby obscene words.
Aww.
I was like,
no.
No.
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
Like, it says, call Libby obscene words, bitch, slut, whore, etc. I was aww. Like, no. I really don't. No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Be called obscene words. No. Don't call me a bitch, just like a whore.
Yeah.
Listen to romantic music while having sex. Yeah, all of those sorts of questions. Like, you're standard, like I said, the basics and then some. Then the next page is playing with toys. So you're like, oh, yeah, cool. It's like, you know, about dildos and vibrators and butt plugs and all that sort of stuff. Next page is it's called BDSM, bring out the gimp.
I want to point out though that what the coolest thing I noticed taking this quiz this time was that the question quite often has a GIF or a photo with it.
Yes.
And they're usually of cute little kittens or something that's doing ish the action that it's describing, and it's kind of cute. They inject some humor into it. It's a really lighthearted, like fun looking. I know you said it's basic looking, but it is kind of fun with the little pictures that they use. Or sometimes there'll be a picture of something you're like, whoa, I don't want to touch that.
So BDSM's everything from just wearing earplugs during sex to blindfolds to hair pulling, spanking. But then there's things like role play rape. And stuff like that.
Yeah, like I said to you, some of them were confronting for me. I was like, yeah. Whoa, that's a huge topic. And like, yeah, there's a few questions in there that you kind of look at and you're like, oh, okay. And then again, like, no shaming. That's for some people, that's totally what gets them off. And there's absolutely, if you're saying yes to that, and your partner is saying, well, if you're into it, then that opens a conversation of, okay, cool, this is an avenue for us to explore.
Yeah, all the way down to like weapon play. Have a weapon, a knife, a gun directed at me during sex.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, I think we both cool. said no to that.
And that's just it. Like, fucking me and you are on the same page with that sort of stuff. Yeah. Like, oh, it's easy.
I don't know if you're... I think we talked about it because we only did this a couple of weeks ago. A
couple of months ago.
I was like, okay. Yeah. And I think we answered quite similarly this time around.
Yeah.
We kind of, our results were like, oh yeah, I said yes. And if my partner's interested.
I don't know what you said no
yeah,
to.
Yeah, exactly. But,
you know, I ticked punch libby during sex.
You did not.
But that didn't come up in our report.
What we talked about afterwards was that I kind of said to you, well, I pretty much said yes to everything except like high level violence.
Yeah.
Like I was like, anything that was violent, I was like, I don't want to do that with you.
No.
Like that's not
you
what
want
I
want. Someone else.
And
fine.
You, well, who knows? But it was, we were kind of on the same page. We were basically like ticking yes to everything except for, you know, the violent stuff really wasn't for us.
Yeah.
But, you know, it might be, who knows? Some hot guy with a gun might turn up and you never know what's going to happen.
It's like be a Gorian slave. I don't even know what a Gorian slave is. Or be a Gorian master. I'm going to Google that right now because I actually have no idea.
This is going to be interesting for the ads you get served in the next few weeks.
Okay. Gorian subculture is a fandom based on the philosophy espoused in John Norman's long-running Sword and Planet novel series, Chronicles of Counter-Earth.
So it's an actual whole community.
So a gore is a male slave kept by a woman owner for bedroom duties.
Bedroom duties. That's adorable.
Right. So yeah, it comes from a...
I might change my answer to yes for that.
Comes from a book. Okay. Yep. So what I'm saying is they got all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. It's a really broad questionnaire.
Yep. Next one, section 4 is anal play. Section 5 is group and public fun. Everything from fondling your partner in a public setting like a restaurant, theater, to showing pictures of them over the internet, sex in the car in a park, threesomes, group sex, strip clubs, nudist resorts, all of those sorts of things. And then section 6 is just called other fetishes.
Mm-hmm.
Which
runs the gamut,
everything from douse ourselves in oil, mud, paint, milk, pies. This is in a New Zealand context, it's a little different. I think they mean like
fruit pies,
like cream pies, fruit pies.
Yeah.
We're like, bring out the steak and cheese.
No shame to anyone who is totally into that.
I'd love to have sex eating a pie.
That's
a new kink we've unlocked, baby.
So sexy.
New kink unlocked. Two of my favorite things at the same time. Steak and cheese pie. Sex.
And all the pastry crumbs falling
everywhere.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, dude, that's not happening.
Yeah. Foot jobs, chemicals.
What? Menthol. I feel like I've missed a huge part of this questionnaire.
Use chemicals.
These.
Menthol, toothpaste, Bengay.
Okay.
On Libby.
They're not the chemicals I have in mind. Yeah. I'm like bleach. like, what are people doing?
Yeah, golden showers, brown showers, cum swapping, things like that. So yeah, like all of those. That's the set of questions.
It's almost like, well, I don't know if there is every single possibility of sex in this questionnaire, but there are
cover most of the bases.
Yeah. I mean, they've probably added to it over the years as well, I imagine.
Yeah. And so right now I was just going through the old version of Mojo Upgrade, which is old.mojoupgrade.com, because it's easier to see all the questions. Mm. And so the new one that with the kittens and stuff that you did, that has a new feature at the end, which I found as an upgrade, which I thought was cool, which was after you've filled out all of your questions, you can then rank your ones that you find. Because you might have said yes to something, but you're like, yeah, but like fucking only if it really happens.
If it happens,
you know, it's like a...
It's not high on the priorities.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like watch Libby masturbate. You're like, sure, happy to watch you masturbate. Not top of the list of things to do.
Yeah, right.
And so what you can do is start ranking your favorites.
Yeah.
And you can rank as many as you want. And obviously the higher you rank it, the more value it's given. And then Libby is ranking her favorites as well. And then it compares the rankings that you've got. And so when it spits out your report, if you have both ranked them highly, it goes to the top of your list.
Hmm.
Now,
it's like, here's your recommended reading for the week. It's like, here's your recommended sex adventures for the week.
Now, what's one of the most sexiest things in the world, baby?
I don't know. Like,
spreadsheets.
Yes, spreadsheets are sexy, especially the one we have called Sexy Sex Spreadsheet.
Libby loves a spreadsheet.
I love a spreadsheet.
I'm not much of a spreadsheet guy, but this one happens to be my favorite spreadsheet. It is the Sexy Sex Spreadsheet. And so what we did is took all of the results and the rankings out of it and put them in a spreadsheet. So that we could
tick them off.
Tick them off, right? So we could see which ones were top ranked. And then I've even got in here whether it was a double yes or a yes and if my partner is interested.
Mm-hmm.
And so in here it says Jimmy's response, yes. Libby's response, if my partner's interested, in regards to giving Jimmy a sensual massage.
Yeah, because I don't really want to be bothered massaging you.
Exactly.
But if you want to, yeah.
Whereas we go down a little bit further in the spreadsheet, it says give Libby a sensual massage.
And what have I said?
Yes.
Oh, have I?
Yes.
Cute.
So like, give me one on, and oh, if I fucking have to.
That's basically how this works.
Like, and because we said yes to a lot each.
We've got a big spreadsheet to try.
We have quite a reasonably sized spreadsheet, which is fun activity. Let's tick them all off.
Yeah.
And that's why that new feature at the end of the new version is really good.
Because you can
It does kind of rank them for you. And
I like
so
that.
You can have them in some sort of an order.
Or you could make it even more fun and just go Russian roulette and go, what are we doing today?
You
and just like
do.
Spin it and go, oh, we're doing that. How cool. Like that's a fun way to spice up your sex life.
Yeah, it is cool. And so like down the bottom of our list, one of the last ranked things is have sex in a work environment.
lol, that's really funny for us.
It says office, etc.
And have we both written, we already do that?
No, we both put yes to it. It's like, because that's our house.
Yeah, we basically work from various rooms of our house.
Exactly. We are doing this podcast from the place we have sex most of the time. It's true.
It is true.
We're in the bedroom. It has the best sound. I'm lying on the bed. Yeah. Libby's in a chair next to it. And so that's why it's ranked at the bottom of our list.
Yeah.
Because we're like, both yes to it, but.
But because we currently already do that, it's not just, it should have said is, do you want to dress up as a, like, I don't know, like a secretary and a boss or something?
And the answer around here is no, because it's too hot to put clothes on around here.
Yeah, so, true.
So simply having like the sexy sex spreadsheet.
You don't have to call it that, by the way.
You're talking to the people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not
to me. It's like, because yes, I do.
Yeah, we do. That's ours. You can call it whatever
and
you
I
want.
Do. Yeah. Just simply having the report / turned into a spreadsheet really levels up the communication of your sex life.
Yeah.
Because what people tend to end up doing is just repeating the same sex over and over again because no one's sort of got enough gumption to bring up, hey, let's do a little something different.
Yeah. Or they might just be nervous to do it. Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah. And so like, and even the conversation can even be like, hey, let's do something different. What?
Mm.
Well, why don't we just go look at the report?
Yeah.
Go look at the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And we'll pick something off it and just start going down the list.
Yeah.
And figure out what's right for today.
Yeah.
And even like some of the bigger, more elaborate, harder to achieve ones can be like little personal sex goals for the couple.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, we've got to put a bit of effort in to make that one happen. So why don't we pick a date or pick a time and work towards, you know, making that happen? You know, like someone's got to order the clown, you know, and convince them to join in. I don't know.
Do you remember the guy on Reddit that did the Mojo upgrade, but rather than answer the questions as to what he and his partner wanted to do, they basically took all of the answers and said, we have to go down the list.
I do. Maybe that's when I first found out
about
it. That might have been
it. It was the best Reddit thread I've seen in a long time. And basically this guy and his partner said, okay, we're going to do every single thing they suggest.
Yes.
I think it was a long time ago, so I feel like there were a few less things on there. But they basically were like, all right, we're going down the list and each day we're doing the next one on the list, no matter what, no, without fail. And it was a disaster in some areas.
Hilarious disaster.
Hilarious.
He was a good writer.
He was extremely,
he wrote
it extremely well.
We should find it and put it in the show notes.
I think that's a good idea because it's such a good read. And he was, you know, they've committed to doing something. So even if it's the, whatever the big.
Right, go get a knife from the kitchen. And fucking.
Like when they do that in this guy's story, it's like, it brings up these emotions and then they had to talk about them and how it made them feel. And it was actually a really cool thing for their relationship, even though I remember him talking about how it burned and like things hurt they had no energy and but they just had to keep going. And, you know, like it made a really cool talking point for them to actually go through and discuss how they felt and why. No, I never want you to point a knife, a gun or a knife at me
ever again.
That freaked me out, whatever.
It's vulnerability. And
so hugely.
there's just a lot of what's the word that's disappearing? A lot of intimacy gained by being so vulnerable with each other.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Yeah, like that's a very extreme, crazy, hilarious
example. It's a really good story. Highly recommend it. If it's still on Reddit, if it hasn't been deleted, then read it. Very, very good. But it's just like for us with the it can just become more of a game. It makes more fun. It makes takes out the stock standard, oh, you know, it's Wednesday. Wednesday servicing, off we go. No, it's like you, like I said, spin the roulette wheel and what are we doing today? And yeah, it might not, you might have to go, oh, we can't do that today for X reason or whatever. But what a fun way to actually just engage with each other. And I don't know, I feel like fun and laughing and connection makes sex better for me.
Of course it does.
Like it's a huge...
But just communication makes sex better.
Of course, of course.
So a random flashback that just came into my head. Don't look at me like that. Like, you've got no idea where this is going.
I know, and I'm scared.
Yeah, you gotta remember, baby, in podcast format, you've got to translate your weird, like, what the fuck are you thinking about faces into words.
Okay.
So just say, what the fuck are you going? Where are you going?
I'm a little worried.
And you'll never guess where I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going to a movie in the 90s starring Mel Gibson called What Woman Wants.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And something happened. Don't remember. But he
could
ended
suddenly
up,
hear what
he could hear
were.
What women were thinking.
Yeah.
And... So, obviously, first, now, this is just what would happen with literally every man on the planet. I can now hear what women are thinking. I need to work this into my advantage to have sex with them.
Yeah.
And so he ends up having sex with this woman, and it is her most mind-blowing sex she's ever had, because when she's like, oh, a little faster, slower, move a little bit here, down, yeah. Slow, oh... He listened and did it all, right?
Yeah.
And so it's this magical communication in the movie. Mm. But imagine if she just said the fucking words, right?
Yeah.
Like, and he listened.
Yeah.
Or even he asked the questions and she answered, right? Suddenly you're both having mind-blowing sex.
Yeah.
And it's just communication.
Mm.
And if you've had sex with more than one person on this planet, interestingly, when I was on the hike the other day with that guy Sam, he was talking about his friend who'd just come and visited, and he got with his girlfriend when they were 14, and
oh, wow.
They have never had sex with anyone else ever.
Wow.
Yeah. So take those two out of the equation. If you've had sex with more than one person, you will realize everybody is different.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone likes different things, likes to be touched in different ways, likes to have sex in different ways. If you do not ask them,
you're not going to know.
Then you will not know.
Yeah.
Because people are afraid to verbalize that out loud.
Yeah.
And so that's what this website is. It's a way for so many things to get verbalized in a really safe and fun and interesting and illuminating way that allows you to communicate better in your general relationship and improve your sex life.
And I think if someone came to you, if you're in a relationship with someone and they came to you and said, hey, I'd like to do this thing to improve our sex life, and came to you with that kind of, it's something we can do together and I'm going to find out more about what you like.
Yeah.
It's so much different to, I don't enjoy having sex with you. Something's got to give. Or why don't you? Or yeah. Why don't we have sex anymore? Or why, you know, that, coming at it from an angle of let's do this thing together. I'd like to understand what turns you on is more of a turn on than somebody going, the sex is not good.
1,000%.
And I'm going to go and like find it somewhere else sort of thing.
And you brought up a good little point about whether it is a man or a woman listening to this podcast. The way you approach your partner with this is really important.
Absolutely.
And doing it from in a fun, playful way. Because, I mean, like, if you go to pretty much anyone and go, hey, do you want to have better sex?
Mm.
it's a pretty easy question to answer. It's like, would you like to be mentally fitter?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, of course you would. Would you like to be more awesome? Yeah, fuck it, yeah, of course I would. Would you like to have better sex? Absolutely. And so when you put it in a positive frame that you're both going to work together to figure stuff out, to learn each other better, then it's going to have positive outcomes.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely the approach is important. And yeah, it's kind of it's just an enhancer. It's a relationship enhancer to have, number one, your sex enhanced. If if that's the result, it might not be. You might kind of still just end up going, you know what, I actually quite like the old way that we did it, whatever. But you've had that communication, and there's nothing more connecting of two people than that, having that deeper communication, that more open communication. So it's a huge win. And yeah, it is, I get it, it's an uncomfortable conversation for a lot of people. We've sat here and just talked about rant like willy-nilly, like we don't give a shit, like we don't care about what we talk about. Sex is not off limits, there's no taboo in our relationship, you know, we're quite very open and very kind of broad in what we discuss. But I know that there are a lot of people out there that are quite timid, and maybe they do want better sex, but they don't know how to approach it. This kind of takes away a little bit of that anxiety. Yeah.
But even with us who are really open, this is like I said, we've done it multiple times.
Because it changes.
People's preferences change.
Yeah.
Timings change.
Yeah.
Might not want that then, but do want it now.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really quite cool and key. You could do it once a year.
Mm.
But two is that it also starts the conversations again.
Yeah.
So just because we had the conversations 2 years ago, 4 years ago, doesn't mean that it's easy to restart those conversations again right now.
Yeah.
It might be, but it might not be. And this is another way to just restart these conversations and go, hey, remember how I said 4 years ago that I wanted longer foreplay?
Mm.
You're like, yeah. You're like, well, if we just do this quiz again, oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah.
I saw it. Oh, yeah, you do want that again.
Yeah. No, it's a good tool. I really liked, like I said at the beginning, I really liked the fact that you could do it on your own time. There was no pressure. There was no kind of wrong answer.
Yeah.
And then what got delivered at the end was a positive thing, because it was like, these are the things you both want. So there was no negative attachments. There was nothing you had to talk about and discuss unless you chose to. So it's a really positive tool. It's a free questionnaire. It's obviously very in-depth. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like it just kind of makes that your whole relationship improve with the communication side of it, the physical side of it, the fun side of it. Like it is a win-win.
Yep. So what one are we ticking off today, baby?
Number 73. Do we have a 73?
No.
Oh. How long's our list?
We have up to 64.
Oh, that's not too bad.
And obviously the lower the number, the...
Oh, that's ranked.
The yeah.
Let's just go for 17. I feel a bit lazy.
Fuck. 17.
Don't
have longer teasing of foreplay sessions with Libby.
Yes. Oh my god, it couldn't have been better.
Which is interesting, since we brought that one up and you chose that one and you said that one, because we both answered
if my partner is interested. Yeah. Funny.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's mojoupgrade.com. Worth checking out. Really good way. We've told a bunch of people about it. A bunch of them have used it and really enjoyed it with their partners as well. I think it's a fantastic way to start communication. Even maybe open yourself up to some new things that for you. Just simply by seeing a list of a lot of interesting options that you may not have even noticed. Go learn to be a Gorian slave. Or master, whatever floats your boat. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. We love you very much. Bye bye.
That was Inside Out with Jimmy Hunt. See you next time.